Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss to finish the ball game and cap off a three-game series sweep in the Emerald City.
You know, tip your cap to the offense right there. I gave up the momentum in the fifth, and we immediately got it back in the sixth. And I was able to go out and kind of use that momentum and, you know, just go out and do everything I can to have a shutdown inning.
I'm not too big on, resorting to the past because obviously it's a lot of new faces. But, it's kind of similar in that sense, but I feel like all the guys are just getting comfortable in these situations, and we're starting to pull through in them.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, or I guess a great three games for us. Guys played well, pitching was lights out, and hitters came through big.
Athletes looked really good here for a while. We keep talking about it. Go back to Anaheim series, minus a couple games against the White Sox. So he's really trending in the direction that we saw today. Gunner, to me, right now, Gunner is playing of the Gold Glove variety shortstop for me. He's been really good since the first couple weeks of when he came back.
That's Tony Manzalino, Orioles interim skipper, talking about Adley Rutschman's recent hot streak with the bat. Gunnar Henderson making those spectacular plays defensively at shortstop as the Orioles finish off. Seattle Mariners yesterday, I don't want to say dramatic fashion, but come from behind fashion, 4-3. And I'm just going to repeat something I've been saying all along. Leave Adley in the two hole.
You've been saying that all along?
Exactly. 7 hits, 2 homers, 3 games. And that 2-run jack was huge because I was kind of mother bleeping old Kerstad after the misplay of Raleigh's home run got over and, you know, was in the stands. Maybe a more skilled right fielder could have got a glove on it. But now we're reaching, asking for things. But the double before that, it was like, we like Lupus from Bad News Bears. And I'm going to get into that. I don't want to digress too much, but real quick. I don't get too mad at Kerstad because he's a bad outfielder. Now, you can because he's an outfielder by trade. And he was drafted number 2 overall. And he has been hitting better as of late. I'm mad that Tyler O'Neill's not in right field. Because that's who they signed to play right field. And he's been on the IL 3 times. And if you want to dig deeper, Anthony Santander, if they would have offered him 3 years at $60 million last February of 24, he'd probably be in right field. Now, he's hurt now on the IL with a shoulder in Toronto. O'Neill's been hurt multiple times for Baltimore. So I'm not trying to fully absolve Heston Kerstad because Kowser's been out. Now he's back, of course, but he's been out since the first series. O'Neill's been hurt multiple times. He's getting opportunities to play and defensively not making the most of it. If anything, he looks almost inept. He'll make the little sliding thing here or there, but for the most part, tracking a fly ball does not appear to be in his DNA. But again, Not to belabor that point, we'll get to it. But for Rutschman to hit that two-run bomb off of Wu, who's a great pitcher, that Brian Wu can deal. Wu! Deal it. The power sinker, the 90-plus. He was hitting 98, 99 on the gun. For Allie to take him yard. And Allie, well, yeah, the broken bat single for the first hit. And then everything else was hard contact. And the home run was impressive. And then for Gunner to come back and follow him up with one. And then the bullpen was outstanding. Eplin gave up the mistake to Raleigh, who leads the majors in home runs, by the way. But the bullpen was outstanding. And Brian Baker to come in and gave up a hit, did not seem phased, was not staggered by the moment. Because Batista, you knew he wasn't going. He pitched back-to-back days. And he's not in a three-day-in-a-row situation. He won't be. He's probably not even going to be in four-out save situations this year. So Baker was great. Defense was on point for the most part.
Yeah.
Hey, sweep a series over a team that was in first place when you went in there.
Yeah.
But Adley Rutschman, who's been feeling the heat from the Bobster and a lot of others. This hasn't been a two-month slump. This has been a almost calendar year slump. Going back to last July, maybe, just maybe. And I predicted last week that Gunner's going to have a monster June, and I still believe that. Another quality start, by the way. Let's not forget that from Zach Eplin. Certainly don't want to dismiss what he accomplished yesterday. He won the matchup against a guy that might be on the All-Star team this year, and Brian Wu. But Adley Rutschman, guys, Nolan, we'll start with you. Didn't bury him. I was very unhappy with him, probably unhappy with himself. And we've talked many times about, why are you batting second, going 0 for 5 with 3 Ks? Well, he showed us in Seattle, and hopefully carries over to Sacramento tonight against the A's, why he was number 1-1, why he's been an All-Star twice, and why we anticipated that he would be back on the horse in a positive way. So maybe May, or June, early June stats are, you know, early June stats, it's only the 6th, but is that a sign of the rest of the season? Or is it just, okay. And Seattle's got really good pitching, by the way. Let's not throw that out the window either.
Yeah, I just hope it's real. You know, one series here, he was great. You get 7 hits in a series. That's awesome. 2 big homers. Can't say enough great things about the series you just had. And maybe he liked being closer to home. Pacific Northwest, probably some family in attendance. Maybe that's what did it for him. That's where he was in the home run derby a couple years ago. Maybe he's just comfortable there. I don't know. But we'll see if it's real this weekend. Maybe he saw, hey, Jordan Westberg's on the way back. Right-handed bat. Could probably take my spot at number 2 if I don't turn this around. I don't know, but I'm just glad it's happening. And at this point, after 6 straight wins, 2 sweeps in a row, overall good baseball for a couple weeks, I fully bought back in. I'm not going to make a proclamation about playoffs or anything like that, but I'm all in again because we've been starved. Second half of last year was a terrible finish in the playoffs. First half of this year, it looked like the window was closing. It looked like disaster was imminent. We've been starved of that quality Orioles baseball that we fell in love with. The magic of 23, end of 22, even the start of 24. I think it's back. And I don't care if they break my heart in the next couple of days. I'm all in. I'm all in.
You know, the thing with Rutschman, like listening to Bordy yesterday, what Bordy's big thing was, you know, between the ears, the confidence. And I think with Rutschman, now that he's got some confidence, and let's hope that he can stack some more, because he's, you know, he's feeling good. I mean, that ball is probably a lot bigger than it's ever
been. And he's
been
using all fields, too.
Yeah.
And look, this guy's, there's a reason. He was the Golden Spikes Award winner when he was in college, which is the college player. It's a Heisman Trophy Award for college baseball. And that was his junior year. That wasn't even the year that the Orioles drafted him. He won a College World Series. The Orioles have done nothing but win for the most part since he's been here. So, yeah, there were panic buttons being pushed. It's like my keyboard in front of me and my PC here at the staff. I'm pressing every panic button on this thing, worried about Adley Rutschman, because after a great spring and then after a big opening day, he flatlined for a long period of time, and he looks slow. He's swinging at balls. Fastballs are kind of eating him up. Can't hit lefties. But this, for this glorious three-day stretch against one of the best pitching staffs, yeah, in baseball, and yesterday in particular against one of the best starting pitchers, he raked. So good for him. But Gunnar, I see an explosion from Gunnar Henderson here in the month of June. And we're not, Nolan, you talk about hyperbole or whatever. Talk about we're back, this, that, and the other. I still think O'Hearn's the all-star. Holiday's kind of up against it here his last few games. But maybe Gunnar can catch on fire. And if the Orioles start to get in a position where they're ahead late in games, maybe the Mountain starts to stack some saves here. So who knows? They're still 11 games under 500, taking on an A's team that finally broke a 9-game losing streak last night. But you sweep Seattle, you better take 2 out of 3 against these guys. Yeah. Sweep be great, but you got to win this series, and I think we'd all be happy when they resume on Tuesday at Camden Yards.
Hey, Bob, the one thing, like when I saw the lineup yesterday, if I'm Eflin, I'm saying, are you serious? You know, you're putting bad new bears out there in center field and right field. You know, I mean, come on. You know, that's what I was thinking. But the thing is, I give Masolino credit. I mean, he don't mess around, Bob. When that game's tight, he's putting defensive replacements
in. Moo Man and Adams were out there like, what, seventh inning?
Yeah,
see you later.
Yeah.
And that's the right call.
No doubt.
Mean, yeah, and we've seen, I mean, Hyde would do that in years past when McKenna was here. He was always a popular late inning replacement if you needed one. So, I mean, it only makes sense. But as far as Gunnar, I mean, look, it's the same thing as Adley. I hope it's real. I hope this is legit. I mean, those are supposed to be your top two stars. Them going back to back, changing the game in an instant. That's the kind of winning baseball that this team displayed when they were at their best a couple years ago. And you talk about hyperbole. Well, I think Tony Mansolino might have been feeling himself a little bit after the game. Talking about Gunnar, said he's a couple weeks away from being in the MVP conversation.
Well, that's, yeah, I don't that's, know about a, that. That's a pump to brakes big time.
Well, he was the infield coach.
We're feeling it. We're feeling it right now. 6 wins in a row. You'll do crazy things.
That's more delusional than hyperbole. Hey. I mean, that's it. Come on, dude. What are you talking about?
He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
Hey, as long as they're winning, let's do it. He's got a winning record now as the Orioles skipper, so we're along for the ride. We don't need Bobby Knight press conferences. We need wins on the field.
You know what I did see, which was kind of cool that I hadn't seen before, you know, with Hyder there, is like Holiday's in the on deck, you know, and he's over there BSing with Masolino and he's laughing and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's easy to do that when you're winning. They're losing 5-0 over there laughing, and we got a different story going on here. But the Orioles sweep the Seattle Mariners, knocked them out of first place in the process. You win again. Are they back? They got to let's get to this series through the A's, and then we'll get back home, and we'll see how they're trending. But certainly much more enjoyable to talk about. 6 in a row, 9 of 11. So the Birds, they're not back, but they're better. The Birds are better. Let's stress the reality of the situation. 11 games under, as we said, still in last place in the American League East.
Yeah, everybody's winning.
Yeah, they're still in the bottom of the standings here. But it's good baseball to watch. So if you want to get in, comment, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens OTA is coming up in about 45 minutes. And Vinny was there yesterday. He's been there a couple of times this week. How about 4 days of OTA fun open to the media next week? What the hell is that all about? We'll talk about that. Then it's mandatory minicamp. And Aaron Rodgers finally agreed to a deal with the Steelers pending a physical. We can put that to rest.
Bob,
now.
I think it's been a done deal for a long time. And he was just like, I'll be at the mandatory minicamp. I ain't coming to anything else.
So Aaron Rodgers, does this change the balance of power in the AFC North? No, the Ravens are still the best team. But Cleveland, Cincinnati, how much do you have to...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Worry about Pittsburgh. 4-3 yesterday, Adley Rutschman, 2-run jack in the sixth, tied it. That Gunner follows him up, and that proved to be the difference as the bullpen was lights out. As Brian Baker picks up the save, you got Zach Eflin, quality start. So the Orioles have won 6 in a row, 9 of 11. Now they're off to, look, MLB Network, Adley's changes. What's been changing about Adley's? Well, one big series, 7 hits, couple of knocks, doing what Adley's supposed to do. See how easy baseball can be? You get quality pitching, you play fundamental defense, and your best players play good, and you get some chip-ins from others, you win. Like Brian Baker coming in because Felix couldn't go. Gets a save. Second time.
Sounds like they're back.
Yeah.
Just say they're back, Bob. Come on.
No.
You'll feel a lot better if you do.
Let's win the series. They come back. Let's see. They take 2 out of 3. Help me with my GED math, Nolan. So they'll be 9 games under when they come back.
Yes.
All right. Get to 500. 6. I'm talking about within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
5 or 6 out of the wild card.
Well, you could be there on Monday. You could be 6 out of the wild card on Monday.
What are they, 8 now?
7.5.
7.5. I can't do it.
If there's,
I'm going to go negative because it's working for us. If I get all okay. Orange Kool-Aid, right. Then they'll go out and get swept by the A's.
Balance.
No. Just handle your business.
They're back.
One game at a time.
Stack them.
Yeah, just stack them series wins. Winning streaks are great, which they're in one right now. But win series, you accumulate those. That's why they were good in the second half of 22, 23, half of 24. Just win them series. Avoid the sweeps and long losing streaks, and you're in business. How about Tyrese Halliburton? He was in business last night. We'll get into that in the whip around. They led that game for 0.3 seconds until the buzzer. And that's all that mattered. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Columbia. Jonathan, thanks for holding your own with Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, rocking with Doc and on Featured Artist Friday.
Good morning, fellas. I have two questions. One is Tony Manziello doing something different than Brandon Hyde that has contributed to the uptick in the Orioles' performance on the field? Because I'm wondering what was the purpose of firing Brandon Hyde if it was just a matter of waiting it out until guys started coming back from the injury report?
I would think Hyde got fired because he was the sacrificial lamb.
Yep.
At that time. And as we all know, Jonathan, watching the games when Manzo took over, they were getting clobbered. And he was probably overwhelmed with the moment. I don't know strategically he's done anything differently. We'll talk to Ryan Ripken about that when he joins us, when he's ripping it with Ryan at noon.
think a lot of it has to do with the pitchers have been better.
No doubt.
And Drew French, we were ragging on him, the pitching coach, for sucking. Something he's got to have a hand in these guys getting it together a little bit. And their better players are getting healthier, and they're getting more back because Westberg could be activated tonight. Sanchez went deep yesterday down on the farm. I mean, I think the better players are playing better and you're pitching better. I mean, they're not beating themselves. And yeah, the White Sox suck and you're taking advantage of weaker teams, but don't all good teams beat worse teams? And that kind of the drill.
Yep.
Here.
Okay. All right. My second question is based on this recent uptick in performance, when do you think the organization will decide whether we're going to be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline?
Well, that's a good question there, Jonathan. Thanks for the call. Because we were just talking about if they're 5-6 out of the wild card within a couple of weeks, then are you in it to win it? Because if you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. I don't think they're trying to get to the playoffs so they can lose in the first or the wild card round or whatever, because they're not winning the division. The Yankees are. I mean, get to the playoffs, you hope for the best, but they're not, hey, we made the playoffs. But after the terrible start, maybe that would be kind of, hey, man, we sucked for 2 months.
Yeah.
Actually, we've been sucking for 6 months, and here we are making the playoffs. Look at us.
Well, let me ask you this. If they are buyers, all right, they've come back and they're at 500 or and they're buyers, what kind of aggressiveness do you expect from a lot? I think he's all in, you know, going hard.
Yeah, and then sacrifices, magic beans, as Mike Harmon says, have to be sacrificed.
No doubt.
Prospects and all of that. I mean, what are you going for? I think the next month will tell where the true weakness of the team is because the starting pitching's been kind of on point. Yeah. Trevor Rogers has been dealing down in Norfolk, not to say he's Mike Flanagan by any stretch of the imagination. I would see another bullpen arm maybe being part of the equation. Perhaps some sort of a thumper in the middle of your lineup kind of guy.
Well, I would like somebody that has playoff experience that can help it that way, you know?
Right. It's an interesting situation because if they struggle again, then they're full on selling. Then Eflin, right. Sagano, bye-bye, Soto, Dominguez.
Mullins.
Soon as he could, and he's running. So there are going to be a lot of guys that could be gone, though. What do you think, Nolan, before we go to a break?
Yeah, I think right-handed power bat with some experience would be good. Now, that's assuming...
No Austin, no Slaters?
Yeah, well,
no more Slaters? No more Eloy Jimenez?
No Flyers. We just we're not in a project mode anymore. But bullpen, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if I had a biggest concern remaining, even though the Orioles are back, it would be the bullpen. Dominguez, Soto, Cano, it's a little too shaky. But it's been good to have Baker and Kittredge be themselves.
Oh, is he the only yesterday, Kittredge?
No, no two strikeouts.
They're the new setup guys for me before Bautista.
I just like watching Baker, man, when he gets it out. I mean, he's into it, you know?
Yeah.
That rubs off,
I think.
And
he throws like 98 miles an hour, which yeah. helps as well. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. They're not back, in my opinion. They're better. They're better not back. Baby got back. They're better not back. What do you think? 410-583. Go on in here. 1057. Pick your docket song. Send that to the Plaza Sports text line. Jonas Schaefer. Talk Ravens with him. Is he still good for 11?
Yeah, he is. I talked to him yesterday.
11? So
yeah.
We're getting all of that good stuff. Whip around 11:15. Tyrese Halliburton. You. And then Keith Kavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. Nothing is ever quiet in his world, and he's going to tell you how loud it is when he joins.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's later. Now here we are paying tribute all these years later. So Nolan's waiting for you with a song request. Jonas Schaefer, talk Ravens with him. Top of the hour from the Baltimore Banner. Ravens at the practice field today. OTAs open to the media. And then 4 days next week, which we'll get into here in a couple of minutes. But the Orioles sweep the Mariners. They're in Sacramento. I'm going to try not to say Oakland today. Sacramento taking on the A's. Dean Kramer. Boy, he's been outstanding his last five or six starts. So the Orioles trying to keep
it's not this April.
Keep this train rolling. He's great in May. He was great in his first start. Let's June. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, man, are you getting that World Series banner printed up yet or no?
No, it's in the works. Phone calls have been made, and I'm looking forward to getting it. I'll let you know when one arrives.
I'll take one of those if they get there, by the way.
No, this is just what we all expected. It was just 50 days ago, so I'm glad it's clicking in and we're all holding our breath. But, yeah, take two out of three, man. Take two out of three this weekend, no doubt about it. I don't know what you could think. I think if a batter hits a catcher in the head with his bat on the bat swing, the batter should be kicked out of the game. I don't understand how that's like, oh, man, my bad. I mean, what's his name? Maverick got hit in the head with the bat. I don't understand how that's looked past, you know?
Yeah, well, he persevered like McCann and continued on to the game. And Manny Machado, who, by the way, hit his 350th home run last night or yesterday, he was the king of the backswing doink. And I don't think, I would think, PT, it's not intentional. And, you know, it's because some guys are deep in the box. You know, the catcher's got to be there where he can frame pitches and everything. It's a quandary. And sometimes you take the Louisville slugger upside the dome. That's why they wear the tools of ignorance, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a tough job.
Now, if they go pull on Juan Marichal, turn around and just crack him upside the head, then we got a problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're right.
But I just want to say, I agree with what Vinny was saying. The last time up Mayo, you know, and through, you know, as he's done the last few at games, I think he looks like a different guy, and I think he's swinging the bat great. So my question to you, Bob, is that who, you know, with Sanchez coming back, Westberg, Mullins, O'Neill, they're all going to come back. Who would you send down?
Well, that's a tough one, too, because Rivera brings positional versatility at a higher level defensively than Mayo does.
Right.
Mayo's a young prospect. Westberg's an all-star, so he's playing. Mateo, here's the wild card. Can't hit. He can't hit. I mean, I know he went yard this past weekend. He cannot put the bat on the ball. He could play the outfield, but not well. Yeah, he can give you some infield versatility and the speed element that when he gets on, you could see him wreak havoc. Personally, And again, Mike Elias does not ask me for suggestions, PT. Jorge Mateo would be the Bombadita, Bombadita, happy trails to you. Because right. he's gone from, he was a top prospect with the Oakland A's, top with the Yankees. He's had his moments of brilliance with the Orioles. But, I mean, if there's an 0-for-4, just you line him up at 8 or 9 in the lineup, you know chances of him getting on base, unless he gets hit by a pitch or takes a walk, which is rare, he ain't getting on. So I think Rivera brings more to the equation because he could do some things offensively that Mateo can't. And you want Mayo to stay up because it doesn't sound like Mountcastle's coming back anytime soon. Because if he rakes and if the Orioles become buyers, there's a big old trade chip, wouldn't you think? Same with old Kjerstad there.
No, I think Hurstad, I mean, he hasn't had good luck, but he's smoking the ball, I think, lately. And we all agree he can't feel. But Mateo, to your point, 0-for-3 yesterday, 3 strikeouts. 2 of them, he looked bad. But he might be the best base runner in baseball. So it's obviously a tricky thing. I mean, he could be.
How are you going to get him on?
Yeah, it's like saying, hey, he's the best hot dog eater ever at the 4th of July thing, but he's a vegan, so I don't eat hot dogs. He's a great base runner, but he just can't get on base. What are you going to do with that? All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, you're on the Fan, Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Vinny. You can't go wrong, first of all, with Dokken. I mean, there's a couple of songs you could request. The Hunter, I'm Alone Again.
Heaven Comes Down. I saw him open for Priest in 1986, that heavy metal parking lot. I was at that concert. Wasn't in that video, though.
Wasn't that a great era, though, back when music, awesome. I mean, that was the era. But I want to get to two things real quick, baseball and football. Baseball-wise, what's been good about the Orioles is the one-run leads used to be like, oh, no. You know, now the bullpen is pretty much holding them down. So that's what's been pretty cool, because once they get into the sixth or seventh inning, it seems lately it's been lights out. But here's what I want to see coming out, and I think, Bob, you're going to agree. I want to see how they do against left-handed start and pitching, because wasn't that their problem, hitting those left-handed starting pitching?
Got one tonight, J.P. Sears.
Yeah, and then soon, I don't know when it's in the Detroit series, if they're going to go against Skubal. So we'll see how, I mean, if they can master that, then I think, I mean, it's great to see what's going on. I mean, the energy seems to be back, you know, and it just seems... You know, the clutch hits are coming through, and that's something they haven't had in a while, so let's pray for that. But, Vinny, we all know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for Pittsburgh. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. The Ravens don't see him until December 7th. Would you rather see him early, or would you rather – I mean, later he could find his groove, but they always say you want to go with the teams earlier, because even if the Ravens against Buffalo, let's say they stumble – The good thing is that they'll have those other games to get their, you know, it doesn't, John Madden used to say it doesn't take until Thanksgiving until teams find their groove. What is your opinion on the Aaron Rodgers signing for Pittsburgh? How much better does he make that team?
Well, I think because he's much better than Rudolph. That's the thing, you know, and I think he'll help him. I think he'll, you know, the biggest thing is, Aaron Rodgers will be a big plus to them if they can run the football. If they can't run it and he just got to drop back and throw it all the time, they're going to struggle. But if they're running the ball, if they're in the top 10 rushing, then, you know, with play action pass, then he kind of plays the Tannehill role from Tennessee, you know, so then he would be much more efficient. That's what I think for Pittsburgh, it's a good move for them. And I think that will he help him? I think he will. And I think he's not going to be like crazy man, kind of like he was at the Jets, because they have a professional coaching staff, you know, whereas the Jets, he was running everything. He's not going to run everything with Tomlin.
When we come back, take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll talk about Rodgers going to Pittsburgh with Jonas Schaefer, top of the hours, and, of course, the Ravens. And by the way, Rob, it looks like if things are on turn, Skubal will pitch Wednesday or Thursday against Dean Kramer at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Birch going for the sweep against the A's after sweeping the White Sox. They swept the Mariners, who were in first place coming into the series. The Orioles are better. but they're not back. But Adley's offensive pace is something that we'll keep an eye on. And Detroit will be a litmus test. There's an argument they're the best team in the American League.
No doubt about
now,
it.
Now, they did lose Jackson Job. Another injured pitcher going on here in Major League Baseball. But Scoobal's a stud. I mean, Studley, and he wasn't a first-round pick. He was drafted, developed. I know a lot of Mike Elias detractors, and there's a lot of them. Hey, when are you going to do that? Now, you could take a first-round pick, and he becomes, you know, a first-round pick. But how about, you know, can you draft a fourth-round guy, and he comes up through the Delmarvis, the Chesapeakes, eventually up to Baltimore, and becomes, you know, asking for Tarek Skubal's a lot, but someone that can get people out.
Bob, that's called luck.
Yeah. I mean, good scouting.
Yeah, good scouting.
And then, you know, the stuff's always there, just harnessing. All right, maybe. Hey, Tanner Scott, who's now sucking for the Dodgers, by the way. Orioles drafted him. He threw 100 miles an hour. Didn't know where I was going.
Right.
And then they kind of
corralled him.
Yeah, and then he became a very effective closer. They got big dough in L.A., and now that microscope. He's like that ant with a magnifying glass on it. How about the Braves? Speaking of crappy bullpens blowing that game yesterday against the Diamondbacks, to the point where they recalled Craig Kimbrell from the minor leagues. Let's go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
I have a couple of comments and then a question that once I hang up, y'all can respond to if you can, please. Because you can't argue balls and strikes, and I heard a comment that you made regarding Mateo. I watched the pitcher throw the ball on outside of the line, on the other side of the plate, and the umpire called it a strike. And I watched that when Mateo had a strike, and then the guy did it twice. The first time, Mateo didn't swing, and it was so far out, it was ridiculous.
I know exactly what at bat you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right, go ahead.
But then y'all made fun of Mateo. Y'all made fun of Mateo when he hit a home run. It was a wind-blown home run.
Nobody said that here.
Let me finish. Yeah, you did.
No, nobody said wind-blown home run. Nobody said that.
Okay, well, let me just finish. Let me just finish, and then I'll let you go. And then yesterday I watched, and I think it was the ninth inning, the Orioles had a man on third and first with one out. And to me, it's because nothing has changed. And I said, the guy with all the hair on his face, he hit into a double play. Plus, he never runs the first base hard. My thing was, lay down a bunt up first and see if you can squeeze this run home from third base. No, we do the same thing all the time. We hit the ball into a double play. But So none of that has changed. And my thing is, regarding Mateo, I'd rather have Mateo or Mark Belanger at shortstop instead of Gunnar Henderson. Gunnar Henderson he makes so many errors. It's ridiculous. Throwing errors. But then my question is this.
Hurry up, because we got to get to the top of the hour.
Okay. Do the Orioles work out, and do they work out, lift weights and things like that when in the off season? Because it seems like a lot of the things that the injuries that they have, that they could possibly be things that they don't keep their body up.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Blaming the umpire for Jorge Mateo. And I know exactly what at bat you're talking about. And I'll go the other way, Mike. And Gunnar Henderson and Jorge Mateo. You'd rather have Jorge Mateo at shortstop than Gunnar. It's an insane commentary. And yes, they have weight rooms. And yes, they work out. Sometimes injuries are just bad luck scenario. He took the strike, and it was a bad call. Trey Payne, or whatever his name was, behind the plate. So he called it a strike the first time. If you're Mateo, then you've realized, well, he's calling that a strike. Mm-hmm. Threw the exact same pitch, took it, and got rung up. Yeah. So what happened the last 2 years when he can't get on base? I get it. You like Jorge Mateo. But let's not build him up into something that's just a victim of circumstance sort of thing, and you're the only one seeing it, and nobody else is. When we come back, going to shift gears. We're going to talk Ravens with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Batter. The Ravens, Super Bowl or bust? I think those are real expectations. You've got a chance to see the roster the way it's put together for now, but could there be additions before the regular season kicks off against the Buffalo Bills?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.